This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we'll visit with a member lead of the rock country act, Rachel Hansen, during Midwest Music Fest. This artist shares with us how she began her music career, the challenges she faces as a musician, the songwriting process, and more. Keep listening as we bring you part of the group's performance from downtown Winona. My name is Abdu, your host for the Live Feed.
Hello, my name is Abdu. I'm here at Blooming Grounds. Please go ahead and introduce yourself and your role in the band.
My name is Rachel Hansen.
How did you start your music career and why?
Music for me began out of a need to express myself in, you know, high school and college, and it really grew then about a community, and I loved the community around performing and writing music, and it just kind of blossomed from there.
How would you describe your music?
It's ever changing right now. At the core, the songwriting is very rooted in my home place where I grew up in northern Wisconsin, and it's kind of followed me around and changed as I've moved to different places around the region and met new people and had different musical experiences. But the band that I'm performing with lately has been helping me to really explore a lot of sounds and try new things. And right now we're kind of in this place where it feels a little folk rocky, a little country. And I don't know, I love how much it can change, even in the last year or so, where I've been able to see it grow and go.
What's the most challenging aspect of being a musician?
The most challenging for me has been bridging kind of the business side of like getting your music out there and the side that's really for me the most natural, which is the writing and the community building part and the creation of it, you know. And I think when you try to balance them, it's easy to get distracted on one end or the other and disregard the other side a little bit more, and that goes both ways. And so, yeah, that's definitely the hardest part, but I don't know, it's a learning process.
Who's writing the songs?
The songs have all been written by me, but as you'll hear in the recordings that we'll do today, a lot of those are just me performing the songs pretty close to at least how they were written originally. But when I do perform with other people, there's been a lot of freedom of expression and parts written by them and things like that that have lent themselves to the songs too and help make them something different.
So do you write it for yourself or for the audience?
Initially I write for myself. I think it comes from, you know, needing to get something out, some kind of, if it fills you, you know, like a balloon for a while and you just need to let it go, let it out. It can also be for yourself for entertainment purposes. You write something because it's fun to write. But then after it's mixed around in my head and in my heart a while, I think it becomes something that I just enjoy sharing with other people. So that's when it crosses that bridge over into being for more than just you, you know. But all the songs take on, they all go on a little journey like that.
You wanted to heal me, you tried hard to help, but I'll be all right out of this to myself. Hold my hand, spin me about like you did once before. Twirl me around on that old barroom floor. Don't beg me, and darling, I struggle too. These demons ain't leaving slow. They burn through me and you. There's smoke in the rafters and fire on my feet. You're hellbent on staying. I'm ready to you hope I turn to you. We love again and our hearts could be true. Just hold my hand, spin me about like it did once before. Twirl me around on that old barroom floor. Don't beg me, darling. I looked at the ground and got lost in this song. Hold my hand, spin me about like it did once before. Twirl me around on that old barroom floor. Don't beg me, darling, I struggle too. These demons ain't leaving slow, they burn.
Thanks, everybody.
Take a cigarette just to have something in the ashtray.
It ain't only the nicotine that's got you feeling this way. You really don't know where to go from here. You lost the road you traveled on. Chalked it up to just getting through. But the day did come, they made it clear. But self is so. Tricky ones sneaking up on you and stealing your fun. Between pleasing God or pleasing time, and you're sick of their insolence. They sold your soul through the devil's degree. They sold your mouth to some higher creed. Cigarette just to have something in the ashtray. It ain't only the nicotine that's got you feeling this way. You really don't know where to go from here. You lost the road you traveled on. They sold your soul to the devil's degree. They sold your mouth to some higher creed. Sold your hands, sold your feet. Now you might as well sell your heart.
I am Abdu and you're listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Midwest Music Fest. We now head back to my interview with the rock country musician Rachel Hansen. Rachel shares with us how she handles challenging moments on stage and more.
What makes Minnesota such a great state for music act?
I think because there are so many places in Minnesota that are really strong hubs for music, and the community comes out and supports it, and there are festivals and venues that have really welcomed bands and musicians in with open arms. I live in Minneapolis now, but I grew up in Northwest Wisconsin, and Minneapolis has welcomed me in definitely in the last year. And Winona's always been one of those places, even before I moved to the cities, where I could come and just feel at home. And playing up in Duluth is always beautiful too. There's a lot of good music, and I think, I don't know, it might be something with the weather, the cold, or, you know, needing to kind of shack up and like write for a while, or I don't know. It brings out the best in creatives, I think. And I really love that about Minnesota. As much as I don't always love the winter, it definitely gives you something to write about.
Do you enjoy performing or recording more?
I enjoy performing more for the most part, but the journey of recording is something that I'm still pretty new at. Starting out, it was fun. Recording was all I would just like sit on my own computer with a microphone and record songs, and that's how I learned, you know. And I think that aspect of recording is really important. I think allowing yourself to grow through recording and being able to let go of things you've done in the past and move on and learn something new and put it down is really beautiful. I'm working on a record right now that's been a process of about a year, and that it is really enjoyable. It's just, it can be a lot more slow moving, whereas the fun of a live performance is so much more of like an instantaneous thing, you know. And so they both have their qualities, but I don't know, I love performing and sharing with other people.
Have you ever had an embarrassing moment on stage, and if so, how did you recover?
Well, I used to have a lot of panic attacks while I was performing. I used to be really I used to feel like I wasn't on my own feet, you know, on stage and stuff like that. And so I'd have a lot of moments where I just felt completely disconnected from everything around me, and the room felt like it was spinning. And that grew to be really embarrassing, you know, because in that moment you feel like it's all eyes are on you, and you're this scene and you're making a scene and it's an issue. But I learned to breathe, and I learned to step back and be present in the moment by, you know, different techniques to root myself in the space. And that's helped a lot. And I don't know, those moments can still come back every once in a while, and they are embarrassing when they occur, but I think everybody can relate to going through that at some point in their life in some situation. And I feel like I've got a better grasp on it now. So those that embarrassing aspect is a they're fewer and more far between these days.
If people want to find more information about you, where should they go?
I have a Facebook page. It's just Rachel Hansen. I've also got a website. It's rachelhansenmusic.com. A lot of info and show dates and stuff like that on there. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Avenue.
There's a mystery around you, makes me feel like I'm in love. If there's anything that grounds you, you've already fought and won. Stand here with me for a moment, ask me questions, tell me lies. All I need's a little downtime, staring through your writer's eyes. Looking back on yesterday, trying to remember something, oh, that's worth keeping round today.
never felt so alone. Web is tangled in your heart, the story's long, but I think it's awful simple. Yeah, we're just living for the song. There's a mystery around you. Oh, makes me feel like I'm in love. If there's anything that grounds you, oh, you've already bought and won. Anything that grounds you, how you've already fought and won.
Thanks again to Rachel Hansen and for her bandmates for visiting with us and sharing their music on the live feed. More information on Rachel can be found at www.rachelhansonmusic.com. That's H-A-N-S-O-N. She can also be found on Facebook by searching Rachel Hansen. I am Abdu, and you have been listening to The Live Feed.
We here at KQAL would also like to thank all who made Midwest Music Fest possible. More information on Midwest Music Fest can be found at midwestmusicfest.org. Another additional thank you goes out to Ben Asaf and his team at Northern Sun Productions for helping us obtain recordings during Midwest Music Fest. More information on Northern Sun Productions can be found at northernsunproductions.com and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tunsett, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.